Right now, we're going to bring in the guy who told us about this storm many, many days ago. As a matter of fact, in the middle of last week, Pat Pagano will join us right now. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Dangerous storm, redeveloping as a nor'easter over the Delaware coast. Not a fast mover. That's the reason we're getting so much snow.
You know, it's interesting. I was telling people, you know, we've got about anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground right now. And I said, folks, this isn't even the main part of the storm. This is all the stuff out in front of the storm that's going to be redeveloping. So, you know, it's interesting that it's very rare, Pat, that you and the National Weather Service come up with the same totals. But basically they're saying, depending upon where you are, 1 to 2 feet. And that's exactly what you're saying. It all depends where you are by the time this tapers off. Now, the thing that I want to ask you is the snow is going to taper off on, of course, hopefully, Tuesday. Will the snow still be coming down and accumulating on Tuesday morning?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Not heavy, but lightly, which means still hazardous travel. So you have to worry about that. And we still have snow showers in the forecast for early Wednesday.
And the wind is going to pick up here too, right?
Yeah, the wind will pick up as the snow comes down, blizzard-like conditions. Why a blizzard warning's not out, I don't know. But it doesn't matter, folks. We all know heavy snow today, tonight. Low 30s today and tonight. The snow will taper to snow shower sometime tomorrow afternoon. Up until that point, we're thinking 1 to 2 feet.
And right now it's a fluffy snow.
It is a fluffy snow.
Is it going to stay that way?
As we get closer to 30 and 32 degrees, it's going to become heavier.
Okay.
Yep. And then Wednesday, I'm just saying mainly cloudy and breezy, mid-30s, sunny, low 40s Thursday. There's another system that's going to come in on Friday. I think it's going to give us a light precipitation, but it's going to be probably a wintry mix. And there could be a couple of other disturbances that we're going to have to deal with over the weekend. I don't think they will be major. But then again, I really don't have the time right now to zoom in to the weekend and try to figure things out because I've been working on this storm all day yesterday.
And you know, it's interesting. I looked further out, and it looks like next week might potentially be an active week as well.
Yeah, it could be. It could also be an active week. I don't know to what degree will anything be as significant as, you know, the next couple. But then again, last week at this time, nothing looked as significant as this. As you recall, there were some computer models that were actually saying the thing would miss us. Remember and go south?
Yeah.
So, and that model was the Euro, and the Canadian was very robust in saying, no, it's going to be a blockbuster. And then late last week, the Euro started saying, yeah, this is going to be a biggie, and the Canadian backed off. So it's a game that we always play. We always play with these models. And you know, after a while, I just said, you know, I put out a statement to our government clients on Friday. And I said, at this point right now, I'm thinking, and this is for the greater New York metropolitan area, that is, I says, I'm thinking 10 to 15. And, you know, a couple of friends of mine who are meteorologists called me back and they said, so you went with your gut, huh? I said, yep. I said, you know, I'm not gonna play with these models. I'm just gonna go with my gut. I always have time to change that, you know, on Monday. But as it was, the gut still was doing pretty good.
Well, you know, and sooner or later, as a meteorologist, it's like in any business. If you've been in a business a long time and it comes time for an important decision, you can look at all the computer and all the statistics and everything. But you know what? If you're seasoned at what you do and you're a meteorologist or you're in business, the thing that makes a decision for you is what you feel truly deep inside, the gut. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it is a lot of experience. You know, true, no storm is the same, but storms are similar. And, you know, they're analogs. And you could go back and you could look at storms that are similar, see, you know, what that storm did. And based on that, you can have a pretty good idea of what, you know, this one will do. And that's what I do all the time. So, you know, what can I say, Marshall? It's Monday. I feel like I, you know, have been gypped so to speak, because I only really had Saturday off, and worked all day yesterday, and very little sleep last night, and still working today, and I'll work tonight and tomorrow. So I'm kind of tired. So not so excited about this storm.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I worked yesterday morning like I always do, and I headed home at about 11 o'clock. And by the time I got home, the cancellations already started coming in. So I was at my computer most of the day yesterday, getting the updates on the weather and getting the cancellations. And once again, just like you last night, I went to bed, okay? Went to bed early. But I woke up at about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. Once again, I checked a whole bunch of messages put out, cancellations on our Facebook page. And this morning, I wanted to sleep until 4 o'clock, but at 2 o'clock, I was up doing the same thing. And basically now, I'm going to be at the station till this ends. I've already got the inflatable mattress blown up, but I'm going to be here till it ends. I might get out of here if it ends. Let's say that it tapers off Tuesday around noontime. I'll probably go home Tuesday afternoon about 1 or 2 o'clock. So if I'm lucky.
Yeah, this is it, you know. But we kind of felt that this was not going to be a winter like last year. So, I mean, and it certainly isn't. And like I said, I don't know if you heard me say it, but I really don't care what the groundhog says tomorrow. There will be six more weeks of winter.
And you know what? You talked about February being a key month for a lot of precipitation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've left the long-range forecast up there, and people can look that you zeroed in on February as being the month. But I was mentioning earlier, we had the one snowstorm where we got between 20 and 22 inches, and we had two other snowfalls that were 5 and 4 inches. So, you know, you're looking, we're right around 31 inches. And if we get the 2 feet, we will reach our normal mean snowfall for the season.
Right. This week the timing was a little off. Cooper says I went for originally mild with some showers and thunderstorms. And then I said simply snow.
Yeah.
So the week was a little off, but I don't think we're going to get showers and thunderstorms at the end of the week. Went and switched that around, but on my maps that I used to that I draw up, that I used to forecast, I had a low off the New Jersey coast with S+, meaning heavy snow, over us. I just had it coming in on the 4th of February as opposed to the 1st. But you know, when you do these things in September and October, how accurate could you be?
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't you glad, though? I mean, now I've got a 4x4. I've got to. Aren't you glad? Remember when you had your office and you had to go to your office?
I don't even want to hear. Remember
those days?
Yep.
So, you know, having your Metro Weather main office in your house and your other guys who work for you, having them not
it's
having to go in. Boy, what a difference that makes.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Marshall. The other thing is that I found these guys that are going to clean the property. They use quads, and they'll be here several times, and they're going to clean it and also do the sidewalk. So I don't have to worry about that.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because earlier this morning I thanked Joey Warren, who is a guy that constantly works at my house during snowstorms so I can get out, so I can get back in, so the dogs can be walked during the day. Stephen Value, a former explosives man in the Army who was wounded in Iraq, he plows out my transmitter sites, and he just doesn't charge. He just does it because he's a nice guy. And then we have Kindred Property Services that work here at the radio station, clear the radio station out, and they come every 2 hours to clean off the satellite dish as well. So we have some very, very big part. There's a lot that goes into it that make us able to do our jobs.
Yeah, yep. Very, very, very important. So now everybody, you know, as they're suggesting, stay off the road, stay home. Even if you normally don't and you work, or you have to go to the office, this is a day that you everybody should be virtual. Because it's just going to be too dangerous. Yeah.
Well, let's go over and recap the entire forecast one more time then.
Again, you have wind and snow, heavy at times, blizzard-like conditions today into tonight. 25 to 30 today, rising to the low 30s tonight, so the snow will be heavier in texture. And then the snow and snow showers will continue tomorrow, windy, in the low 30s. We're still looking for 1 to 2 feet into Tuesday. Cloudy and breezy, mid-30s Wednesday, and sunny Thursday, low 40s. But until we get to Thursday, we have a lot of bad weather to get through.
And what are the hours for the height, you think, of this storm? You know, from what time to what time? For the
I would think as far as the heaviest snow, from later this morning into early this evening for you guys.
So from anywhere like 11 o'clock this morning to like
that is correct, till about eight or nine tonight. I mean, and there will be times when that snow will come down and you'll be measuring 2 to 3 inches in an hour.
Well,
in an hour.
Well, if I need your help, you know, because I'm stuck here, I got no one else to call. I'm going to just call you and bother you.
I'm here. That's what I'll be doing all day.
All right, Pat. I'll stay safe in that house.
Yeah. You do the same.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marcia.
There you go, Pat Pagano with the Tri-State Weather Forecast this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. You can also listen to it on demand, robinhoodradio.com, on demand. Click on Weather with Pat Pagano.